Today is Friday, July 16th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Where were we? We were in St. John. For those of you who are new listeners, and I know I have hundreds of thousands of new listeners every day. For those of you who are new to the Geeky Gay show, oh no, I said the Geeky Gay. Oh my gosh, no, it's not. It's just Geeky Gay. But for those of you who are new, I'm in detail going over my vacation to St. Thomas with my partner, Mark. And we are on day number three of about 6 or 7 days. I don't know. Or day four. It depends on what you count, because actually we had a flying day. So I guess we're technically on day four of a 7 day journey, if you're counting flights. So anyway, I already described to you guys how I was having very much drama in my mind because I was afraid the car was going to die, and because the car battery was giving me problems. And luckily we did not have to have it jump started at this point. But I was worried because we were getting on a car ferry in a Caribbean island, you know, not the mainland. I didn't know what would happen. So anyway, but I was able to back on. We left the car going, we ate some snacks, and it took 30 minutes, and then we were able to disembark, and there were no issues. And the blog that we had read said that we needed to do a few things. And one of them was to go to a beach called Trunk Bay Beach. And there was another one called Maho Bay Beach. And it said you can do the overlook of Maho Bay Beach and then, you know, take some photos and then you can go to Trunk Bay. And so we went to Maho, and there was nowhere to park. So we couldn't actually go on. There was like nowhere to park. And this is two-thirds of St. John are national park. So we were able to do the little pullover on the side of the road. That's an observation point. And we took some photos and it was beautiful, but we couldn't actually go onto the beach because we could not find a place to park. So then I was like, well, the one we really wanted to go to was Trunk Bay Beach. That's the one where I wanted to get a chair, you know, get some snorkel gear, all that kind of stuff, because the blog said they had built this trail under the water for snorkeling. And it's not really a trail. They just put markers on the floor of the ocean that gave you information about the fish that were, you know, whatever. But they call it a trail, an underwater trail. And it's a touristy thing. And they said you might see sea turtles. And that it's a good snorkeling spot. So we were looking for parking. Parking was completely full. It was only maybe 9:45 in the morning. And the blog had said, as long as you're there by 9:30 or 10, you should be fine finding parking. Now, this blog was 5 years old, so I don't know. But I thought COVID, you know, would make things slower. And surely, you know, if 5 years ago when there was no COVID, there was parking between 9:30 and 10, we had no problem on St. Thomas finding parking the day before. But we could not find parking in the parking lot. We couldn't find. So we had to drive. It was about, I don't know how far, but we had to drive about a 10-minute walk away from the beach, the entrance to the beach, to find a place to park. It was another walking trail slash beach, and there were some parking spaces there, and one space was free. So I was like, okay, well, we're going to park here. Do you mind walking? He said, no, I don't mind walking. The problem was there are no sidewalks or anything. There's just a road. And one side is basically not a cliff, but one side is, you know, not a, you can't really, there's not much room for you to walk on the side of the road. You pretty much have to walk on the road, or there's maybe a foot on each side of the road that you can kind of scooch over if there are cars coming. But we were able to make it. We were able to walk, and it's a national park. They so it was a National Park Service, but they had a little snack stand and drinks and a little. They had fries and pizza and stuff like that. We didn't eat anything, but we did have a little slushy from there. But they were renting chairs, and they didn't have any umbrellas for rent, actually, which I was unhappy about because, again, my fair complexion. But first thing I said, okay, we're doing snorkeling here, and we're also, we're going to rent a chair because, again, I want a home base. Megan's Bay, that worked out perfectly. We rented chairs and umbrella. We had shade. We had a place to sit. It was fantastic. So we rented our stuff. Nope, no problem there. And we found there along the edge of the beach, there were some trees. I don't know if they were mangroves like we had seen in our kayak tour or what they were, but there were these trees. We were able to find a spot that had a little bit of shade. It wasn't completely shaded, but it was a little bit shady. And so we parked our chairs there, and we sat there, and somebody was driving by really fast outside my window, making some noise. People like to do that. I don't know why. I guess they like to make, you know, they like, maybe they have a small penis and they makes them feel more manly. I don't know. So anyway, we set up our chairs. We sat there for a little while, and then we watched because people were snorkeling, and we were trying to see like where the underwater trail started. I may have said underground earlier, but obviously underwater is what I meant. And then we put on our snorkel gear, and we had only rented the face mask and the snorkel. We didn't rent the fins because I'm like, you know, I can swim. I don't need fins. What do I need fins for? And also, Mark rented a little blow up life vest because he can't swim. He says he can't. So he can swim. He swims, but he'll only swim in water that he can stand up in. For whatever reason, when he can't stand up in it, he thinks he loses the ability to. I've seen him swim, but anyway, regardless. I'm basically like a fish. I've been swimming since I was probably 4 years old. And I don't need fins, or at least I don't need fins for this little, you know, near the shore snorkeling that we're doing. So we got in and we snorkeled around. I had a little bit of trouble because I had my phone in one of those plastic cases that pouches that supposedly you can take photos through it and you can take videos through it, and it's waterproof. I was a little bit nervous, but I didn't want to leave my phone with the chairs because I didn't want somebody to steal it. So I needed to take it with me, but also I thought, well, since I've got it with me, I should take some videos, some pictures, whatever. And so we got in the water, and I was having a hard time getting my phone to respond to touches through this case. And I realized I had put it in backwards, and there was a double layer of plastic on the side that the screen was on. We were already swimming. We were already in the water. I was like, my feet weren't touching at this point. So I was treading water, basically. And so I'm holding the phone up, treading water, trying to flip it around without dropping it in the ocean. And luckily I was successful. Although I could have dropped it in the ocean and had, you know, had more issues. But the videos and photos did not come out very good anyway. The plastic really was blurry. And so it blurred the videos that I took. So it was kind of pointless anyway. But it was kind of cool because they had put these concrete plaques every, I don't know, 15, 20 feet underwater on the ocean floor. And they had little, oh, an angelfish is blah, 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 blah. And you'll see this here and, you know, whatever. And so you follow this little trail that they've built and it takes you around this coral in the water or under the water. And so we did that. We probably did that for about 20, 30 minutes. I don't really know how long it was, but it was fun. And I saw some, a few nice fish, and some, there were a couple of schools of smaller fish. So that was kind of fun. And then we went back and I swam a little bit. Mark swam a little bit. We took some photos. We sat in our chairs and dried off a little bit, and then it was time to go on to the next destination. So the next destination I decided was going to be an old sugar plantation. So St. Thomas, I believe all of the Virgin Islands were owned by the Dutch at one point. And to make money, they had basically planted sugar and built these sugar processing plants. And there was not a tour or anything or like a building you could go in and see a museum or anything. It was literally just a sugar processing plant, like brick buildings. And so anyway, we went around that. We took some photos and... Actually, before we got there, there was a parking lot, and so we decided to go ahead and park in this parking lot, and there was a trail, and we weren't sure, but we thought it led to this sugar processing plant or sugar plantation. But there was a good photo op, so I just walked up to the side. There was a good shot of the ocean, and I was taking selfies. And this girl and her boyfriend, husband, I don't know. They seemed like they were boyfriend, girlfriend. I'm not really sure why, but they were riding on this moped or like a scooter sort of thing. They drove up and the girl says, oh, you want me to take a picture of you? And I'm like, oh, no. I prefer selfies because I like to cut my fat gut out of the... So I like to take shots where it's just my face. And she's like, no, you look great. She's like, I'm going to take your picture. She would not take no for an answer. She ran over and like basically grabbed the phone out of my hand. And she took a few photos of me. I'm like, oh, well, thank you. You know, they're not that great, actually. I'm like, thank you, you know, whatever. And then Mark and I went on and went to the place. And then we took some photos and walked around on the brick buildings and the stairs and all that kind of stuff. And I read the plaques and, you know, learned a little bit about it, about the history. And I did learn, though, that the Virgin Islands actually emancipated slaves before the mainland U.S. did. So that was a good thing. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys on Monday.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.